Good morning, church. This is Pastor Dale Climie coming to you this morning on a Tuesday morning, continuing with our Bible study in Colossians chapter 1. We'll be going through verses 24 through chapter 2, verses 5. Again, we're using the American Bible Society's outline, and God's saving word for today is love. Colossians 1:22 through 2:5, here Paul describes how he has suffered for the sake of the gospel and affirms that his task as a servant of the church is to proclaim God's message. He warns the Colossians not to let anyone deceive them with false arguments. Inasmuch as Paul states that he has also worked for the people of Laodicea, it is believed that his letter to the Colossians was meant to be read by the church in Laodicea as well. As noted at the end of the letter in chapter 4, verse 15 and 16, Laodicea is a city in Asia Minor, and it was located about 12 miles west of Colossae. All right. Paul's the scripture reading now in Colossians chapter 1, beginning at verse 24, where we learn of Paul's work as a servant of the church. And now I am happy about my sufferings for you, for by means of my physical sufferings, I am helping to complete what still remains of Christ's suffering on behalf of his body, the church. And I have been made a servant of the church by God, who gave me this task to perform for your good. It is the task of fully proclaiming his message, which is the secret he hid through all the past ages from all human beings, but has now revealed to his people. God's plan is to make known his secret to his people, this rich and glorious secret which he has for all peoples. And the secret is that Christ is in you, which means that you will share in the glory of God. So we preach Christ to everyone. With all possible wisdom, we warn and teach them in order to bring each one into God's presence as a mature individual in union with Christ. To get this done, I toil and struggle using the mighty strength which Christ supplies and which is at work in me. All right, chapter 2, verse 1. Let me tell you how hard I have worked for you and for the people in Laodicea and for all others who do not know me personally. I do this in order that they may be filled with courage and may be drawn together in love and so have the full wealth of assurance which true understanding brings. In this way they will know God's secret, which is Christ himself. He is the key that opens all the hidden treasures of God's wisdom and knowledge. I tell you then, do not let anyone deceive you with false arguments, no matter how good they seem to be. For even though I am absent in body, yet I am with you in spirit, and I am glad as I see the resolute firmness with which you stand together in your faith in Christ. And so today's key verse is in Colossians 2, verse 5, where Paul writes, I am glad as I see the resolute firmness with which you stand together in your faith in Christ. So what is the secret that Paul mentions in chapter 1, verses 26 and 27? Are your thoughts about being the recipient of this secret? What does Paul say is the source of his strength? How does Paul describe Christ? Let's look in in chapter 2, verse 3, where he says that he, Christ, is the key that opens all the hidden treasures of God's wisdom and knowledge. All right. So let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for the mighty strength that you provide and which is at work in me. In whatever struggles I may face, I know that you are there to help and guide me. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Okay, church, I hope that you are blessed by the reading this morning, and I trust that the reading of God's will encourage and strengthen you throughout the rest of the day. God bless.